Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Tuesday morning. It's a tasty Tuesday. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Apparently scattered rain today. I've got a brown yard. I could use some rain.
Oh.
It is brown.
Hey, you know what? If your yard is brown, if your yard is brown, you don't have to mow it, right? You don't mow the brown.
I've mowed twice in, I think, 2 months. It is
not,
so
not a
it
bad
is so,
thing. You get a mow break.
I was like, I need
no
that.
No mow August.
I need that to come back. It really hit me yesterday because I spent a lot of time in the backyard. There's a pool in the backyard. I hang out in the backyard. And I went in the front yard, and I think it was one of those. And I mentioned this yesterday. It was Menor's first day back to school. And what do you see on the first day back to school? Everybody posting their first day back to school. A kindergarten was just the other day, and now it's fifth grade, and it's the last year of elementary school. And I can't believe how much time flew, and it's the senior year, and my baby is finally going to school in kindergarten and everything else. And I love those pictures, and I love as many as I possibly can. And then I looked, and it's my daughter's last year in Bellflower in fifth grade, and she's very excited about it. And then I looked, and I said, my yard looks like crap behind her.
Oh, in your back-to-school photos?
I have the worst-looking yard on the block. Like, normally, I flex, and I really try to take care of the yard, and I take pride in this. And I really haven't been in town and around to take care of the yard. And I think to myself, it is brown and relatively horrendous-looking yard this year.
Let me tell you what your mistake is. I have not seen that photo that you posted, so now I'm going to search it out. And although I do want to see what your daughter wore to school, I'm going to look at your yard.
She looks like a pre. Here, I'm sure. Look at that.
Oh, that is.
It's green on one side, and then it's totally brown on the other side.
Can
it looks like my yard's wearing a bad toupee.
I thought you had hay in your yard.
I'm
like, you know,
you.
When you like plant new
Will
grass.
Will that come back?
You're asking the wrong
question.
I don't know. Maybe you need
serious.
Some type of yard food.
No, I probably do.
Yeah.
Anybody have yard food? 216-343-1021. While we're talking about a dead yard, it's an easy segue to this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
I have a friend who lives in Buffalo, and I told her you were there. And she said, and she happened to be at the mall you went to the other day, because I asked her about that mall.
Oh, the
mall
whatever galleria, yeah. Something gallery. Yeah.
I said, where is it? She said, oh my God, I was just there yesterday. I said, I think Tim was too. She said, if I were to run into him, the first thing I would have asked is, where is the dead guy?
By the way, if
I said,
I'm in
Tracy,
Buffalo.
I know you would.
First of all, that's awesome. If I met Tracy, or I haven't met Tracy before,
maybe years ago.
So if Tracy or whomever, if I'm in Buffalo and somebody asks me about dead guy in an envelope, full disclosure, I would tell them who it is.
Yeah, I feel like
you find me out in Buffalo, I will be like, here it is.
Right.
By the way, it's not my yard. I will let you know that. There'll be another clue, even though it very well could be. He's dead. He's a guy. His name remains in the envelope, which is also in a sealed box, which is in the studio. What's your guess? We need one today. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know how I'm going to handle myself today. Joe Flacco announced as the starting quarterback and Menner, star city of the day.
It's a big day for you.
A lot of things happening. We're not even at 6:15. And in a couple of minutes, for our EMCs, we're going to let you know what we're trying for a Tasty Tuesday because you're so special to us.
Oh, boy. What
you
are
can
we
file.
Trying?
Hopefully you can file it under,
Do you have to do that?
Oh, gosh.
Do you have a guest for Dead Guy Nablo?
Yes, Walt Disney.
I feel like we have not had that guest in any of the games we played.
It's probably
we
fair.
Have, or I just have a bad memory, which I do.
Well, you just try to block any guest out of your memory, basically the entire game, which
is fair. All right, that's fair. Is it Walt Disney? I hope it is.
Not Walt Disney.
Ah, jeez.
I appreciate the guest, though. What are we trying on a Tasty Tuesday EMCs? Maybe you've had this and you can help us out. That's next. So maybe you know, maybe you don't. On the show, we are known for our Tasty Tuesdays on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Well, we'll try some things. Most of the either sus ideas, the fantastic ideas, most of the Tasty Tuesday ideas are from you, and we love you for it. You're shopping, you see some things online, some limited edition things, some things that are tough to find, some things that are easy to find. You let us know, and we try them. Sometimes you send us your own videos for Tasty Tuesday. We love them. This is a limited edition thing. You talked about this. I actually happen to find this on the road. It is a limited edition thing. It is a Chewy Chips Ahoy new Stranger Things limited edition Netflix Stranger Things collab with Chips Ahoy.
I'm excited to try it. It has a red center to mimic blood, I assume, and red chocolate.
Well, now you just ruined it for me. I thought it was going to be good until you said it mimic blood.
Well, right? I mean, why would it's like a dark chocolate.
It is Chips Ahoy, which by far and away is the best Chips Ahoy. I think the regular crunchy Chips Ahoy, dry. Not a huge fan of Chips Ahoy.
Well, that's why you got to like douse them in milk.
Yeah, which is
delicious. Which is delicious. So it's like a dark chocolate. It has chocolate chips and then the red center. I can't tell if those are additionally red chips or if it's the red bloody center.
You know what? I take it back.
Through.
We're going to get to the three things. I can't get the red bloody center. That's
well,
not
like,
going to make it any
would
good.
Why they make it blood? It's Stranger Things. It's
what is,
violent.
What is, okay, so it's not a actual blood center. It's just for crying out loud.
I know it's not a
it's
blood.
Early in the morning. It's our EMCs. I was trying to let them in on a little secret. It's a strawberry center.
It's strawberry?
Yeah. So it's a chocolate-covered strawberry. Who doesn't like chocolate-covered strawberries? It's got to be good, wouldn't you think?
I agree, yes. But my point is, why would they make it red? Like, it's, of course, like, for that, right? Like, why would they make it that color?
Why is the Stranger Things
and then I love that right on the front, it says, friends don't lie. Like, there's all these little quotes and stuff. Run,
here we
beware.
Go, you sicko.
What?
It's designed to represent the rifts or entrances into the Upside Down.
Well,
jeez.
I thought it was to represent
So it's
blood.
Not, if you're eating these with your children, it doesn't represent blood. It's okay to buy
First
these Chips Ahoy. Hey, Noah, come here. Let's have our blood cookies together.
I didn't think it was like, listen. What? First of all, tell me you look at those cookies and you're like, oh, yes, the red center represents the entrance to the Upside
Down.
That's
immediately
like,
what I thought.
That is not what
That's
you thought.
That's immediately what I thought.
Not even a
I
dot.
I thought the rifts or entrances to the Upside Down, a dark alternate dimension to your mouth.
Nobody thought
That's
that.
What I thought this was.
Nobody thought that.
Do you think these will be good?
Yes.
I don't know if I want to bite it now because all I can think is bloody cookie, but I'm going to try it. Limited edition Chewy. If you've
that
had
really
these
gross.
And you want to give us a heads up, we have not opened these yet. We're going to take a video later and post it. I found these. I was going to be helpful, but I don't know if I can because I was out of town. They were at a Top supermarket, which I don't think's around.
Yeah, I don't think we have those anymore. I don't think they're here.
I found it right next to
they're
a
supposed
Montgomery
to be
Ward.
Sears down the street.
It's right there.
Jeez.
It was tough. It was tough to find, but I did.
Right.
I did manage to find it.
I do look forward to trying the blood cookies later.
So we will try those. They're the portal to your mouth. I'm sorry if you're up early.
See, that
EMCs.
Makes sense. The portal to your mouth.
Yeah.
I feel like that's better.
So if you tried them, DM us or call us. I'm very curious. I can't imagine a chocolate covered strawberry anything is bad, but maybe these are sus.
We'll see. So from Skibbity to Delulu, we've got some new additions to the dictionary.
Big back.
Is that one of them?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, because my daughter calls me that if I slam three of those Stranger Things cookies. Dad, Big Mac!
It's terrible. Okay, that's in 60 seconds. It's 61 degrees in Menor, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. It's official. Joe Flacco will be the starting quarterback for the Browns season opener. The game September 7th against the Bengals at Huntington Bank Field. The Cambridge Dictionary added more than 6,000 new words, including some TikTok slang like skibbity, delulu, and tradwife. Others like mouse jiggler and work from home hacks like forever and forever chemical for environmental pollutants.
What about 6-7?
Oh, yeah. What's that mean? I see that everywhere
online.
It's
just a meme. It's just from a meme. You have to do your hands like a juggle motion. 6-7.
But why do you say it?
I try to do that every day at home. My daughter gets so mad and her friends.
My kids get mad when I do
all
that too.
All the time.
When I try to do their work. I don't do 6-7. But yeah, they don't like when we try to infiltrate.
It is the best.
Yeah.
And I'll try to do it in public. When you were off, I had Izzy in studio with her friend Emily, and I dropped a 6-7 on the air, and they about died.
Were they mad at you?
They're still mad. They still talk about
yes.
it.
Yes. What is unfortunate for your children and mine is that they got us as parents
yep.
who will literally go overboard on anything
yeah.
like that.
Izzy will say, Daddy, can you get me some chips? Sure. How many do you want? 6-7.
Oh.
And it's... I'll say it right to her. She's
that's so mad.
So mad at me.
I've now started calling my kids bra, so
oh.
it's bad. Okay.
Can you imagine teachers? Like being a teacher and you're right in the middle of the slang
no.
and you just...
Some of the best...
You know everything. Like some
yes.
of the best TikTokers. Like
yes,
I follow all the teachers.
They're
like, let me tell you what this is. This
right.
is what 6-7 is and blah, blah, blah. It's about this and it's a basketball player and it's a meme and everything else. That's how you figure out what it is.
100%. Or just look at the Cambridge Dictionary. All the words are in there now.
So skibbity.
A tribute concert for Michael Stanley coming to the Beachland Ballroom. It'll be October 21st. There'll be local artists will perform to raise money for the 10,000 watts of Holy Light Fund. Tickets are going on sale for that this Friday.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Did you spend the $30 on Fitted yesterday from yesterday's Stevie on the socials? I thought about that yesterday when I wrote it in my notes of what we covered yesterday on the show.
Not yet. I had, so my mom and dad and my aunt came over for dinner last night and I was busy doing all that, but I didn't download it yet, but I did thoroughly explain it to them.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys, guess what I'm going to do? And I was telling them about you, Stevie, and how you told me about this app and I can't wait to do it. I love Stevie on the socials. You teach us so many cool things, and that was great yesterday. So I will do it.
I would never take a picture of everything I own, but I want to know how it works. So let me know how it goes.
I sure will.
And it's one thing. So you take the picture, and like you said, you did take a picture of one thing, and then there are adjustments, like the color, the size.
Yeah,
like there
they were very kind to me on what size they thought I wore. I was like, oh, I love this app. It was very incorrect.
It's very helpful. There's just, you know, there's some things that you need to do to get into that Fitted app
you
and get that thing going.
You also don't, like, have to update that probably. Like,
oh, true. What do you care?
Oh.
Yeah, because it's still going to generate your outfit. It doesn't matter if the size or
that's
the
fair.
Material is right.
That's true. Yeah, who cares?
I would care. It would drive me nuts if the information was wrong. Like, I would have to go in and make sure everything was right.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't care.
Just the picture that really matters. That part is irrelevant.
I would want.
Oh, yeah, that would bother me too.
The place where it said that I bought it from, it's like, oh, this is from Fin and Feather. I mean, it didn't say. Why would I say Fin and Feather? That's a weird choice. But anyway, it was the wrong store, so I would want to like put that correctly in there.
I don't even think I'd look at that part. Like, I would just look at the part of the outfit.
But then it would be like incorrect information when you went in to look at like your overall wardrobe.
But I know where it's from and I know, you know.
Yeah.
But you would care where it's from?
I would care every detail that AI uploaded.
Oh, yeah, the store I wouldn't care about. If it said an extra large top and a small bottom, that would drive me crazy.
Oh, I would. Any detail that's wrong would drive me nuts. I would want everything.
You can always listen to the podcast on yesterday, Stevie, on the socials. What do we have today?
Well, there is a video going viral of a mom who shared her grocery haul. It's everywhere. There's a lot of controversy and discussion about this grocery haul.
It is quite something if you have not heard about this yet.
It is. If you haven't heard about it, you should definitely stick around.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
On TikTok, a lot of people do hauls. Hauls are very popular, especially grocery hauls for people that do like family vlogging or mom vloggers. They always do their grocery hauls, helps people figure out what they should buy, what they should make for lunch. Well, there is a creator on TikTok who does grocery hauls, and she starts them with grocery haul as a 37-year-old full-time working mom of three boys. But then the items that she had caused a lot of controversy. It started going viral. People were making videos discussing if this was okay, if it wasn't okay. So here was kind of what was in the haul for the people that had issues with it for her kids. It was two big containers of Brownie Bites, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Fruit Loops, oatmeal cream pie, five bags of the 5-pound frozen french fries, 14 blocks of cheese, 2 tubs of mayo, 2 liters of Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, Oreos, Capri Sun, and then the part that went the most viral, like people clipped the most, was 32 frozen pizzas for one of her sons.
And she's like holding the giant stack.
Yes, the very large stack. She needs a big freezer for that.
What's interesting about this is you reading off all these foods, and I have the visual in my head because I watched her do it, to see those bags of the fries. I forget how many pounds you said it was or how many bags. Like to see her hold those in her hands and to see the mass amount of food it is. And this is like for a week. It's not like a month,
I think,
right?
It's like 2 weeks.
2 weeks worth of groceries. And a lot of people were like giving her feedback.
They were giving lots of feedback on this. I'm saying that like the healthy stuff, because there were some things that weren't bad. Like there were two cucumbers, a watermelon, a head of lettuce.
Some things that weren't bad.
And then
two cucumbers
and 30
pieces. I know. There was not a lot that were great.
And then people were coming in the grapes because the grape bag was like small grape bag, but like all of her other food was, it was like Sam's Club. So it was like, I mean, a tub of mayo, like a tub of cheese, like the big quantities.
Yeah.
And then just like a little thing of grapes.
What's the size of her family? Three boys, right? You said three boys at the beginning. Okay, I just was make sure we got
and then,
that. Okay.
But she did say her parents live with her right now, and the husband. But it was just funny that people clipped the frozen pizzas because there was 32 of them, and she specified it was for one kid because those are his favorite. So he must be eating a lot of pizza. I mean, he was like older, like high schooler, so I don't know.
Every meal, pizza. Listen, I get that you have a kid that's a picky eater, and it is... As a mother of two boys and a husband, well, I mean, I'm not his mother, but I mean, they eat a lot of food. They eat a lot of food, and it is hard to manage that. So maybe looking at this in a positive light, the comments, which I'm sure are pleasant, will help her, you know, shift to a healthy. I think people were concerned about the kids mostly. Like,
yeah,
they were. The one thing that stood out to me was, hey, woman, you're an adult. You can make your own food choices, but these kids, you have a duty to them to help them eat healthier.
Mm-hmm. And she wasn't. I feel like the comments, I don't know. It's funny because I feel like if this was when I was a kid, that was so common. Like that's just like what, like I don't think people would care. But now I feel like with the internet, you see what other people are buying and you just compare it.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think there's, and the pizza stuck out to some, to, like you said, basically everybody
stack.
Because that is a stack. And I think a couple of other things stuck out to me too as well in the hall. If you saw this, definitely get in. That's coming up next.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Continuing on with Stevie on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. What was this haul again? What was some of the items?
Some of the items were 2 big containers of Brownie Bites, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Fruit Loops, oatmeal cream pies, 5 bags of the 5-pound frozen french fries, 14 blocks of cheese, 2 tubs of mayo, 2 liters of Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, Oreos, Capri Suns, and 32 frozen pizzas.
I am curious what you do with 14 blocks of cheese. I'm a cheese lover. I'm all for 14 blocks.
Maybe she's a shredder.
That is.
You are shredding.
That is
you like
a lot
the,
of shredding.
Fresh shred of
well,
cheese?
Well, she did buy the Kraft mac and cheese and Velveeta mac and cheese, but yep. They weren't there yet. So,
oh, they weren't
so
there yet.
Online orders.
Velveeta's the superior there.
I don't know, let's be honest.
She's,
like, topping it off with some.
Some extra cheese?
You know, like they had the crust on top.
14 blocks. So say that it's a 2-week grocery haul. That's like a block of cheese a day.
I don't know what kind of recipes, that's why I wanted to get to it.
That was what jumped out to me. See, the frozen pizzas, like you said, you have two boys. And I'm not suggesting, I don't know. And you mentioned, if you're just joining us, this was a haul. This was trending on TikTok. People were on both sides of this. A lot of people ripping that. I mean, there's not a lot of health in that particular haul. There were some other, you mentioned cucumbers and grapes and some other things that were a part of this haul that she got for her and her three kids and some other people.
You know, big packs of meat.
Yeah, some other things. That was the only thing that was a part of this haul. I understand that. Once again, two stepsons, they are now, I don't want to say grown and out of the house yet, but they're basically at that point in time. The frozen pizzas, I mean, easy grab and go when you're tired and make those things and whatever. I totally understand that. 32, aggressive. But it was the blocks of cheese.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, I've maybe bought three at a time or something. But like that many, I thought to myself, that is a lot. And what
are
you doing with that?
That's an aggressive amount of cheese. Three blocks at a time if you're making a charcuterie.
Of course.
She showed them off like separately too. So I had to like add them up. It was like 6 blocks of mild cheddar. And then like a couple items went by. And then it was like 2 blocks of Monterey. And then a couple more went by. And it was like 5 blocks of mozzarella. So
I'm really
a variation of cheese.
I gotta be honest, I'm most curious about the cheese, and I kind of want to be like, "Hey, what are you doing with all that cheese?
Yeah.
Are you gonna eat it all within 2 weeks? And then, like, when you do your next grocery haul, are you gonna get 14 more blocks?"
I do think, and we're gonna get to three things you need to know in a second. I also think, though, and you mentioned this a few minutes ago with the picky eater, which my daughter Izzy is a picky eater. Thank goodness she loves everything fruits and vegetables. So I almost feel like it's the opposite of a lot of parents where you're trying to get the fruits and veggies in any way possible into your kids. And she all day long will eat some fruits and veggies. It's just our issue is it just doesn't fill her up. I mean, how much watermelon can you eat to fill you up? Like, it just doesn't really do anything, even though she's getting a lot of that. And there'll be times where I'll be at the Aldi's or the Meijer's or the Giant Eagle, wherever we happen to be shopping that week. And I'll look in my cart just on the items that she'll actually eat. And I'll almost feel low key like this person. Well, I'll look at the brownie bites or something.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, these are some of the only things that she will eat. She'll eat sandwiches and things like that as well. I'm not having this type of haul, but when I hear some of those items, I think, well, that's in my cart.
Yeah.
Got a few of those in mine because that's all I can get in there sometimes.
Quantity.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I mean, where do you store 30? Like, you got to have a deep freezer for 32.
Yes, you do.
All those fries. Big cheese drawer.
Big cheese drawer. Again,
cheese fridge.
I need a cheese fridge.
I actually wouldn't hate that either.
We ask her to do like a haul of her putting it all away. Like they do those, you know, the restocking of the fridge, the freezer. See where it goes.
Yes. I'm going to need to deep dive into this woman. Maybe she responded to a comment about the cheese.
She has responded to the controversy. She has,
but not the cheese.
Side. But okay. She isn't like gone super in detail. Just kind of like, this is what I get for my family. Get over it, basically. So
that's what she says.
She done showing her hauls?
I don't think so. I mean, this one's so viral. I mean, I feel like
she's probably getting so much money. Yeah.
Absolutely. On to the next one.
Could be rage bait the whole time. You don't know.
Probably.
NFL teaming up with Crocs. Will you be getting your Browns themed shoes? They're on the way. They're not in the first batch. Oh. Details 60 seconds away. It's 61 degrees in today's Star City Manor. Oh, God.
Finally! Woo! Manor!
This is
first time this year.
There are people.
Your cars.
Anthony Lima is walking down
Finally!
The hall, staring in
your
here,
cars!
So concerned about how much you're screaming. I'm not even kidding you. He walked down that way with a look of concern, looking at you screaming, and then walked back to double check what's going on in here.
He couldn't believe he heard men are come out of your mouth.
That's what it was. I wish I can get his attention.
If he thinks I'm loud and he works with Ken Carman every day, that is loud.
That's a lot. Anyway, it's Menor.
Yeah!
Oh, Christ.
Say it again!
Oh, my.
All right, I did it.
Okay, here we go. Three things you need to know today. This is exciting. Law and Order star Christopher Maloney was in Cleveland yesterday. Oh, my. No, not yet. This week. I don't know if it was yesterday. He posted yesterday. He has over 1 million followers on Instagram. He shared photos from the free stamp in Willard Park. And he was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He thanked them in his caption. And I don't even know if you know this, but earlier this year, he joked online about taking his family on a trip to Cleveland, but then posted pictures from Greece. Like, so he was actually in Greece. So now he made good on the trip to Cleveland, which is really cool. Christopher Maloney, if you are still in town, we'd love you. Feel free to come join us on the Jen and Tim show this morning or give us a call at 216-343.
Yeah, you can play a round of Trump Tui.
Yes.
All law and order questions.
I love you. I really love you. And
you
have loved you for many years.
You said that at 5:55 this morning.
I was so excited.
It was like, hey, Tim.
I know.
You know who's at the Rock Hall today?
I
said, huh? Or yesterday or whatever. What are you talking about?
He's so great.
I totally forget. Like, this was not top of mind.
Yes.
I thought we were talking about Flacco or something else in the show.
No.
First thing. You know who's at the Rock Hall?
Mm-hmm. I was very excited to see that. So, Christopher, we love you. Feel free to swing on by. We're in the Halley Building.
With the shaved head. He's got a shaved head and goatee now, I think. It's a different look.
He looks very lovely that way. The Trader Joe's viral mini canvas tote bags are coming back this fall. And there will be new colors. You remember, these bags are only $2.99 a piece, and they sold out in the past. Like, instantly, these bags sell out. Some resellers try to sell them online for over $100. So keep your eyes peeled. If you see them at Trader Joe's, get a few. Crocs is teaming up with the NFL for a new line of team-branded shoes plus Jibbitz charms. The first batch will drop on September 18th. There will be 14 teams. The Browns, not one of them, but there will be more released later in the season. I thought this was appropriate for a Tasty Tuesday because I have been influenced. And Tim, you don't know this, but you have influenced me.
Oh, really?
There was a couple weeks ago, we talked about this product. It's a food product.
Okay.
Weird, us talking about food.
Ah, food and binging.
Strange, I know. You mentioned this food product. Off air to me. I don't think we ever addressed this on air.
Okay.
I don't think we did. You mentioned it off air. I ordered it once. And then it went so quickly in my house, I now ordered 4 boxes.
Oh, really? Now. What could it be?
It is a delicious food item.
Okay.
And I just want to appropriately thank you. And I'm mad at you also in the same breath because I shouldn't be eating so many of these.
In a box.
For this delicious food item.
And your family? The family enjoys it?
Oh, the kids. I'm going to have to start hiding them from the kids. I don't know if Nate's dug into them or not.
Okay.
But I'm
excited.
He's
too busy getting attacked by, you know.
But yes.
Things falling out of the sky.
Let's not go there again.
I can't wait to figure out what this is.
I know. Can you even remember anything you've told me about? Okay. All right.
I say a lot of things.
You do.
I say a lot of things.
A lot of stuff comes out of that mouth.
What could this be? Several boxes of this. I cannot wait to find. 3.5 minutes. Tim the Influencer. That's next. Can't wait to find out what this is. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Just call yourself Tim the Influencer because I can't stop eating fat boy ice cream sandwiches.
That's not what I thought it was going to be.
No.
Fat boy.
What did you think it was going to be?
Stovetop.
No, I do not. You did not influence me to eat Stovetop.
That stuff smacks.
Listen,
I have 4 boxes at all time in the house.
You have definitely told me that many times and have considered that. No, it's those ice cream sandwiches that you were telling me about. And you're like, Jen, they're like a thicker ice cream sandwich. And you're right. And they, not only is it just a basic square, you look at it, you're like, oh, it's just a square ice cream sandwich.
Because it doesn't look that big.
No.
Right? It's fine. Especially by the pool.
Oh.
Because ice cream sandwiches, that's where it's at. You know, you have the longer ice cream sandwich,
yes.
And that's fine. And those have been around forever, and that's great. Fat Boy's next level, thicker, same type of style, except in a square instead of like the rectangle shape. Jen.
Have you tried like the cake batter ones?
I was wondering
cake?
If those are any good. I don't think they have a caramel. There's different flavors. If you know about the Fat Boy, let us know. 216-343-1021. Do you get them at Sam's? That's where I get them.
Walmart had them.
Oh, they
I
did.
Got so they have mint chocolate chip flavor currently in my
they
freezer.
Do?
Yes.
Oh, at Sam's? I thought they only had the vanilla.
Well, I don't know if it's at Sam's. These are Walmart. I don't know. They had mint chocolate chip flavor. They had the cookie like I said, it's like cake or something. Cake.
Okay.
I don't know. They're delicious. They have the
happening?
Regular. They have cookies and cream. They have, and there's 4 per box. The last time I got some groceries from there, I ordered 4 boxes because it's hard to hide stuff in the freezer from your kids.
Wait, there's only 4 per box of the one at Walmart?
Yeah, there's only 4 per box. Why? What do you get?
You got to go to Sam's because there's like 16 or something in the box.
What?
Yeah.
What flavor? What flavors?
Well, I said I only, once again, if you know, 216-343-1021. I don't go to Costco because it's just, I live in Menor, Star City today, and there's not one really close. We have a Sam's, so I'm always at Sam's. That's where I go. It's in the back wall on the right, and we're exactly where these fat boys are located. But I think we only have the vanilla there, but they're the bigger packs, so there's like 16 in that thing.
This is a solid argument to get that, but I'm telling you, that cake batter one, I need to look it up. It's not called cake batter. It's called like cake something. Yeah. They're so good. Like I didn't realize when you said that, because of course we're joking, because you call yourself fat boy and you told, that's why it came up. You're like, Jen, there's ice cream sandwiches called that, and I thought, no way. And sure enough, I looked them up and we're all addicted. I love them so much. So thank you, Tim, for being an influencer in my life.
Oh, I love this. And back
sugar
and really
cookie
back,
that's what they are.
Yeah,
and look, they even have ice cream pops of the fat boy. Look, they have like sprinkle. Look at this.
Yeah, so you're bringing it to a whole new level, which I love, because I just had I've just been basic.
You've been basic.
Because that's all that they had there,
You can go next level. You got to try the sugar cookie. But I'm telling, there's a birthday cake on a stick. There's a lot.
Even if you're unfamiliar with the fat boy, what name another summertime treat outside of the basic? Too early for an ice cream sandwich. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites.
Never.
I was wrong. So the Fat Boy available at Sam's Club is an 18 count, not a 16 count. $10.50.
$10?
Yeah, hit me in the mouth of that.
It's $4.96 for four of them. I think at the regular.
Yeah, see, it's.
I need.
Well, you go to any of these places, right? The Sam's Club, the Costco's, whatever. You get the bulk, you get the deal. The other one I think that I did see, and you've opened my eyes on a totally different variety of these. I didn't know existed because I just usually grab the vanilla ones. But did you see the Fat Boy? Did you talk about the s'mores?
Excuse me?
So those are also...
I did not see that. No, I did not. You know anything s'mores.
I know. That's why I didn't think you rattled that particular variety off.
Where's
on your
that?
List of mint chocolate and some other ones. So these I also saw at Sam's Club right next to the OG vanilla. And these are also on a stick, and I should click on
what? Okay. Where's the closest Sam's Club? I need to stop on my way home.
Is there one by you? Is there one west side? I don't know. I then there's one in Menor.
I don't know. The one that I will go to if I go to a Sam's Club is, actually, I think there is one in Sheffield, but there's one like in Brooklyn over there by,
that's right.
On, like,
yeah, a little
Park
south
Road.
Of, yeah, right. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. So this one, it just looks like it. I'm kind of describing it from a small picture because this is not loading. It's on a stick. It's vanilla ice cream, then wrapped in chocolate. It looks like it might be dipped in kind of a graham cracker.
No.
Like dusting.
A graham cracker
I'll
dusting on anything. Is there a marshmallow flavor to it?
I can't see the marshmallow. Never where the marshmallow mind. Comes into play. Maybe I that's just, part of the chocolate. I don't know. I'll have to show it to you off the
we
air.
We really do talk about food a lot, don't we? We still got to try our Tasty Tuesday cookies.
We got Tasty Tuesday cookies.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.